morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. It's through the Bible that we learn of Jesus' death, resurrection. It's through the Bible that God speaks to us and tells us what he has done for us so that we can know him, have eternal life. I pray that you know him and know that his word is there to guide us because God loves us. He teaches us what we need to know to really enjoy life and live a life that counts for something. And so those are the kind of things I want to talk about each day on this program. I also want to take the opportunity today to invite you to come to church this Sunday, to come to a church where the Bible is taught, where you will learn more about God, be encouraged in your faith. And so there are many churches like that. If you don't have a church that you know of like that, we always invite you to come to Fairfax First Baptist Church for our 11 o'clock service. And I also preach at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray for the 9 o'clock service there. If you have any questions about the church services or maybe something that you've been hearing on the program lately, I would love to take your questions. You can call. The number is 803-943-8237. I also have some things up on the Facebook site, Trust the Bible, and you can join that group and get updates and articles that go along with what we're dealing with in the program each week. So this week, we've been talking about how much news there is out there that supposedly proves the Bible's wrong. And so many people will repeat things they've heard. They read a sensational headline, "The scientists prove the Bible is wrong." And so they'll repeat those kinds of things. And it turns out that there's no basis for those claims, no basis for those headlines. You know, a lot of media people are just trying to get people to click on their articles so their advertisers can see that their news organization gets a lot of hits. But when it comes to substance in evidence against the Bible, it's just not there. So I'm talking now about something called Pascal's Wager. And I want to finish this up today. I didn't really get to the main part of this yesterday. Let me start off with an analogy about the news media you watch when it comes to politics. Now, I'm not going to actually say anything about, you know, which political position or group you should belong to or who you should support. I just want to talk to you about generally how you could decide who you're going to support. Let us say that you are extremely liberal in your views. You love the most far-left Democrats. And let's say I were to tell you, I'll give you $1 million to love conservatism and Republicans. Well, you might say, well, that's a great offer, and I would actually love to do that. I don't love my political ideology so much that I would turn down $1 million. But I can't. How can I make myself love sincerely, genuinely, in my heart, and support politics that I don't agree with? I never have agreed with. I can't, you know, I could tell you that I support Republicans. I could vote Republican. But to actually sincerely believe in and love conservative principles from my heart in order to get $1 million, I can't do that. I can't change my heart and my beliefs just to get some money or something like that. Well, I would actually say that, yeah, you're right. You can't just flip a switch and say and decide at a moment's notice, I'm going to completely change my political beliefs. But I think you can make choices that could lead to your political beliefs changing. Here's what I mean by that. What news media do you watch? Because I can almost guarantee you that if you watch all news programs and listen to radio programs or read political books that are all arguing that the far left wing of the Democrat Party is the right way to go, and you never read anything from conservative news media or TV, then you're probably going to be a very left-leaning Democrat kind of person. If, on the other hand, you ignore all that stuff and you just watch Fox News and just read books that support conservatism and just read news articles that support a conservative Republican viewpoint, you're probably going to be a conservative Republican. And I would say that if I wanted to change, I'm not even going to say what I believe for our purposes today, but if I wanted to radically change my political ideology, I would stop listening and paying attention to and watching all of the media that supports my beliefs, and I would just listen to, watch political beliefs from the other side all the time. I personally, I try to watch a little bit from both so that I understand where people are coming from. But I think so many people, especially in social media, you have friends in your social media network and you like groups and things that already are in agreement with you. You can kind of tune out and be unaware of other arguments and the other side of an issue. And we've become more and more polarized in our culture because of that. So here's how this applies to religion. There are so many atheists I've seen, so many people who reject Christianity that latch on to news articles like the one we've talked about this week where the Bible's claim the Canaanites were wiped out is proven wrong by scientists. Well, no, the Bible never made any such claim. But if you don't listen to that fact, if you don't hear the other side, if you don't examine the evidence, and all you read all day when it comes to news articles related to religion is that the Bible has been proven false, and that's all you hear all the time, you're going to soak that up and say, oh, yeah, the Bible's false. Everyone should know that by now. And you're missing out on all the evidence that says, no, the people that wrote those articles, they don't even know what they're talking about. They don't even have the basic facts right about what the Bible says. So I would say that if you're having a hard time trusting the Bible and believing in Jesus, you have everything to gain if it's true. Remember Pascal's wager, if Christianity is true and you believe it, you gain eternal life. If you reject it, you have eternal condemnation. But if Christianity is false and you believe it, you don't lose anything. You still have a nice life filled with hope and peace and encouragement, and you know, you don't really lose anything if it's false. So you have everything to gain by following Christianity. It is foolish to not place your bet that Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and life. And you say, okay, yeah, but I can't make myself believe in Jesus just because it's a good bet to make. You know, I can't make myself believe 3 + 4 = 8, even if there was a lot of incentive to do so. Okay, fair enough, but what you can do is tune out all of the stuff that's constantly saying the Bible's false, and tune into all of the scholars, all of the experts who can tell you and show you the historical reliability of the Bible, the historical evidence that Jesus died on the cross and was seen alive again, that Jesus claimed to be God and his disciples could not believe he was crucified, but then were transformed when they saw the risen Savior. And you can therefore cultivate your faith. I believe you have every reason to believe in Christianity. I think most of the people today that have so much access to the internet and all kinds of sources and books and the Bible and preaching on radio and in person at churches, the reason why people don't believe is because they don't want to believe. If you don't want to believe, you can tune out all of the things that would show you that the Bible's true, and you can just listen to the same information being repeated over and over again, that the Bible is false, that it's been proven false by science, and you'll never believe. But I am encouraging you, if you're listening today and don't believe, or what's more likely, you maybe have friends, family members. It's so sad when a family member will not believe in Jesus Christ and has never even read so many of the great works that show that all the arguments against Christianity are easily proven wrong. So Pascal's wager is great at opening the mind to saying, yes, I should take a fresh look at the evidence. I should actually look at the evidence that is there. I think the movie The Case for Christ, coming out on DVD, would be a great place to start. Get that movie, watch it, see how much historical evidence there is for putting your faith in Jesus Christ. We'll look at some of that evidence in the future on this program. You can always find some on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.